to celebrate the end of the first season of the 10 Minute Teacher podcast on June 16th, we're running a giveaway, the Dash and Dot Robot Wonder Pack from Wonder Workshop. Stay tuned at the end of the show for how to enter. Blended Learning in the Bold School. This is episode 96.
The 10 Minute Teacher Podcast with Vicki Davis. Every weekday, you'll learn powerful, practical ways to be a more remarkable teacher today.
Happy Motivational Monday. Today, we want to be motivated to have a bold school, especially as it relates to blended learning. Now, we're going to be giving away a book from our author today, Weston Kieschnick, who has written a book called Bold School. So, Weston, how can we motivate ourselves to be more bold, and how does it relate to blended learning?
The iteration of bold school, bold is just a mashup of the words blended and old. So my goal in writing bold school was to inspire teachers to bring their old school wisdom around teaching and learning into the blended learning equation. So often there are so many teachers out there who are fearful about blended learning. And that's understandable because so many of them fear that the arrival of technology represents the departure of everything they love about teaching and learning. And the whole idea behind being a bold school teacher and being bold school is to continue to infuse those things that have always worked about teaching and learning and to bring those into the equation so we're not just creating all of these isolated sort of, you know, flipped learning and station rotation drones, but that teachers can hold on to their identity and who they are and the great things they love about working with kids while they infuse technology to make their instruction more effective and efficient than it's ever been before.
Okay, so what's that old school wisdom we hold on to?
All those things that work with kids, right? And so I think really often about one of my colleagues who I taught with just starting out, and he was a history teacher exactly like I was. And he was one of those history teachers who could absolutely just stand in front of a classroom, talk about history, and make it come alive. He was incredible at direct instruction and at lecturing. And I think about him a lot in the blended space, right? Because I know he would be one of those folks who would be resistant to technology and flipping his classroom or station rotation because he would fear it would take away from the things that he knows work with his kids. What we know is that direct instruction has an effect size of 0.57, right? It is a high effect size instructional strategy. Let's not take it away from teachers. Let's figure out how to infuse back channels, things like Today's Meet, things like Twitter. Let's figure out how to infuse formative assessment tools, things like Kahoot and Google Forms to elevate a teacher like that. I want to encourage teachers to double and triple down on the things that they do best. As long as they are high effect size and we know that they work with kids, let's use technology to double and triple down on those things and make them better than they were before. That's bold school. That's capitalizing on things that are old school, things like lecturing and direct instruction to make sure that they don't get lost and that the baby doesn't get thrown out with the bathwater.
So Weston, you're saying that if something works, mess with it, but mess with it to make it better. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying, right? Let's not ditch the things that work, right? Let's not ditch the things that work just by virtue of the fact that they're old and we've done them for a long time. Okay, now let's switch to something that's completely new and unproven. Let's figure out how to utilize technology as a tool to make our strategies better. And I think that's been a point of confusion for so many teachers in the blended space, is they look at technology as though it's the strategy. It's not. Our strategies are the things that we've been doing in classrooms oftentimes since the dawn of the one-room schoolhouse. Now, is everything that we've done since the dawn of the one-room schoolhouse really good? No, of course not. But there are things that we've done for a long time for a reason, because they work. And so now the challenge is to figure out how to infuse technology to make those practices even better than they were before.
You know, and the other thing that sometimes we ignore in the research is, for example, I may be horrible at direct instruction and you may be great at it. So, you know, just because overall it's a great strategy for many people doesn't necessarily mean it plays to my own strengths. So,
correct.
Don't we have to try to look at it? And some people may do well with a back channel, some may not, but don't we really have to kind of tune into our students' learning and the data of their learning and that sort of thing? But is this working. I mean, we're talking about what works, not making people do what doesn't, right?
Exactly. And so often, a lot of our teachers are so fearful of that, being made to do things that don't work, especially when they've had success up to this point, right? And so that's exactly the kind of mentality that we're trying to capitalize on. So one of the examples that I give in the book is, like, you wouldn't take a high school kid who is 5'7" and runs a 4.4 40 and is just like an unbelievable football player, and then all of a sudden try to turn that kid into a college basketball player. Like, no, like, you want to capitalize on his strengths to make him the best college football player he can be. Now, we're not going to take a teacher who's incredible at Socratic seminar and loves it, and now try to take this teacher and say, okay, ditch that, even though you've been hyper successful with it. Now let's make you the master of station rotation. Like, no, let's bring that old school wisdom into the equation and show this teacher how to be effective. But to your point, Vicky, only if it is their gift and only if that particular strategy has a high effect size that we know through formative assessment works with kids.
But don't sometimes administrators or people have a one size fits all and say, all my teachers are going to do it this way because this way works?
You're 100% right. And it's so bizarre because the genesis of blended learning was all about providing personalized learning experiences for kids. And yet we're trying to take our teachers and fit them into this one size fits all approach of, like, you know, I use the phrase like blended learning and station rotation drones. Like, again, those are great tools and great strategies. But at the same time, like, is that what we want for all of our teachers? Like, no, let's personalize to meet our teachers where they are relative to their expertise, relative to their wisdom, so they can still be at their best for kids. And that's what the book is all about. The book is all about, and you'll see a bunch of examples in the book where we match high effect size instructional strategies. We have a list of 13 of them. And then we show examples, things that we've seen actually in classrooms when I've been around coaching and the thousands of rooms I've been in, to say, hey, here's how a teacher takes reciprocal teaching and melds that with these tools to be incredible in the classroom. And here's what the scenario looked like. And that's the part that gets me really excited, because so often for teachers, and you know this to be true, Vicky, it's about them being able to see what it actually looks like before they get an understanding. And my hope is that's what the book accomplishes.
So Weston, as we finish up, give us a 1 minute bold school pep talk so that we can be bold school.
Step number one to becoming bold school is heading off this question and this problem at the pass. So often what happens with teachers is Chromebooks will arrive in our schools and arrive in our classrooms, and we will stop and we will ask ourselves, okay, what am I going to do with Chromebooks today? And that is the moment where blended learning falls apart, because then it becomes all about the tool. If you want to be bold school, approach your design methodology through this framework. Step number one. The first thing that we have to do is the thing that we've always done: identify our academic outcomes. What is our learning outcome for the day? Step number two is identify the instructional strategy that will allow us to accomplish that objective, that will allow us to cultivate those skills in kids. And then step number three is to ask ourselves, what digital tool will elevate the instructional strategy so then I could meet that academic outcome that we talked about in step one? And then last but not least, we have to apply a sound instructional framework to figure out whether or not the things that we're doing with kids are actually any good. Whether it's the SAMR model or the rigor relevance framework, we got to be able to take a good, long, hard look to say, hey, you know what? What I'm doing falls in quad D, or what I'm doing is redefining teaching and learning in the blended space, so that if they are, we can replicate those things. And if they're not, we can enhance them and make them better.
You know, I just want to go, okay, it all makes sense. Because all these years, you know, people want to talk about EdTech integration. To me, it's like, okay, let's just talk good teaching, you know, forget
yes.
technology. It's just about great teaching. And this is just another one of our tools that we have, and we should use it because it's so powerful. It lets us do stuff we can't do on paper. It lets us do stuff we can't do other ways. So the book is Bold School. Check out the website for how you can enter to win the book and follow all the resources. Weston Kieschnick has lots of exciting things going on this summer. So take a look, and I hope this summer you'll become more bold school, and I hope I will too.
Hey, thanks so much, Vicky.
On June 16th, we'll finish up season one of the 10-Minute Teacher. So to celebrate, we've partnered with one of my favorite robots for teaching coding, Dash and Dot from Wonder Workshop. Go to coolcatteacher.com/wonder and enter to win your very own Wonder Pack from Wonder Workshop. And to learn more about how you can use Dash and Dot to teach programming to kids age kindergarten and up.
Thank you for listening to the 10-Minute Teacher Podcast. You can download the show notes and see the archive at coolcatteacher.com/podcast. Never stop learning.